Welcome to the Focus Forward Business Podcast from sturdymckee.com.
Hey, welcome to the Focus Forward Business Podcast. I'm Sturdy McKee, your host, and I'm here with Kate McCauley. Kate is an educator, speaker, coach, and course creator who specializes in mindset and the power of retraining your brain. With over 20 years of experience as an educator, Kate's honed her skills in helping individuals and organizations shift their limiting mindsets towards opportunities for success. Thank you so much for being here, Kate. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk today with you.
Yeah, me too. We've had a couple of great conversations, so I think this is going to be awesome. So can you tell our listeners, watchers, a little bit more about yourself and how you started doing what you're doing now? Because this isn't your first career, right?
It is not. I spent 20 years in the public school system outside of the Philadelphia area in the suburbs here. And to be honest, I really did think that I would stay there until I retired. But as time shifted, things changed in the education world in general, and specifically in the school district that I was a teacher in. And it became toxic for me and for some other people. And I finally realized that I could not change the behaviors of the leadership or, you know, those political things that were happening in the education world, but I could change where I was and what I was doing. So I took a leap of faith in the middle of the pandemic. I added some craziness into it. And there was a couple of reasons why, but long story short, my son has some unique educational needs. He was home virtually learning as I was virtually teaching. My district made some decisions and changes, and I had to quickly decide to put my family first, to put myself first. And I resigned April of 2021. I had already had some certifications. I was planning an exit strategy, but I really wasn't fully ready or thinking that it would happen in that moment, but it did. And now I educate people in a different way. I am a workshop facilitator, a speaker. I get to love people through mindset coaching in group settings and on a higher level, one-to-one with mostly leaders. Yeah, so I do a lot of different things and I'm really loving the journey and I'm letting myself have an open mindset to see where it takes me.
Cool. So you talk about limiting beliefs, pushing past limiting beliefs, but can you first start us out, just kind of level set with what is a limiting belief or a self-limiting belief?
Right. So I think we all can agree that we have those whispers that come in, you know, I'm not good enough. Who am I to do this? Those are your limiting beliefs talking to you. And I've experienced them. Everyone I've worked with has experienced them at one point or another. Sometimes it's a couple times a day, you know, that you feel it.
You know,
it depends on the day, really. And other days, you know, you're feeling like, oh, I got this. I'm killing it today. So limiting beliefs are really just those thoughts that float through the brain telling you that you can't do this or you're not ready yet. And there are some tools that I use myself. I worked on myself first before I've helped anyone else. And, you know, these are just things you can keep in your toolbox to help you retrain your brain and push past those limiting beliefs so that you don't quit and give up on yourself and that, you know, you remind yourself of all of the amazing things that you're capable of.
Cool. Can you share with us one of the tools to kind of help with that mindset retraining?
Sure. So I use a lot of different ones, but I every single day have affirmations that are written on my board in my office that I have some personally, but professionally I use some. One of them, for example, is I am the missing piece to every opportunity that presents itself to me. And I got to tell you, Sturdy, in the beginning, I did not believe that. So I had to rewire my brain because those limiting beliefs, you know, they're in there and your brain wants to be right. And, you know, what you tell yourself will become your reality. So for a long time, of course, my reality was I am an educator. This is what I do. I go to the public school and I teach the kids. You know, I've off in the summers. I do this. This is what I do. And you take that identity on and you have to change the way you see yourself. So I started saying it to myself and then I would visualize myself, you know, leading workshops, being up on stage, being in virtual settings and loving people, you know, to shift their mindset. And over time, when I retrained my brain to focus on that and visualize it, then I was able to take action more easily. I don't want to say that I totally got rid of the limiting beliefs because they creep in still, sure. You know, but that's just one way. And I do actually have a long list of those, but affirmations is a simple way. I will say that it'll feel like, you know, that imposter syndrome. Who am I to say I'm the missing piece to every opportunity, you know, because that's not who I was for a long time. But over time, you know, you start showing up and then you take another step and another step. So that's just one little tool that you can use. I like to do things like habit stacking where I, you know, say it after something, like check my email every morning. And then I will say the affirmations, you know, I'll have them written down because my brain already has that routine of me checking the email. So I like to make it easy when I add these tools in because I'm more likely to actually do it.
I am the missing piece to every opportunity that presents itself.
Yes.
I love that.
You can steal it. You could definitely steal it.
Well, no, it's awesome, right? Because you think about it. Yeah. And even looking back, I'm sure a lot of the folks can kind of see that in their professional lives and that, you know,
right.
A background in physical therapy, right? Like, yeah, you're the missing piece when you have a patient in front of you. And if you're not, by the way, you connect them with what the missing piece is.
Absolutely. Right? Because, but, you know, yeah. I'm not a good fit for everything. That would be crazy if I could, you know, do everything wonderfully. So when I see that as I'm the missing piece, sometimes people say to me, you know, oh, we're looking for somebody on AI or something else. And I say, you know what? I don't do that, but I know who can, and I can be a connector then.
Right.
You know, so I really am the missing piece. It's just, you know, maybe not me doing the actual project or, you know, speaking engagement or whatever it might be in that situation. So yeah, it's pretty cool. And it does take some training. It's not a magic pill. You can't say, you know, this one time and then wake up tomorrow and be like, I am amazing and everyone wants to work with me, you know, but I do say it before I get on calls. You know, if I'm about to do an event or talk to someone about something in the future, I will repeat that to myself and I will read it. And, you know, it gives you a little bit of a, you know, push past those limiting beliefs.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Mm-hmm. How important is kind of readjusting, retraining your mindset? And I'm, you know, we focus a lot on business owners and leadership and that kind of stuff, but really for anyone, because everyone's a leader in their own lives in their own way. So how important is it to kind of rethink the mindset, maybe assess if it's serving you or what you could do differently?
Well, I think, you know, it's really incredibly important to everyone, like you just said, because we can get stuck sometimes in what you call a doom loop, you know, where you think like nothing is going well. If you can picture those who are listening, like that infinity symbol, right. You know, where you're looping through and think of a time when that maybe happened to you. You wake up and I don't know, the coffee spills, something happens. And what else can go wrong today? Sure enough, something else happens and then something else. Your brain is actually looking for those things now. It wants to be right. That little machine inside your head, you know. And if you can do some things to flip that and retrain your brain and focus on mindset. For example, when you're saying something like that, you know, what else could go wrong today? Think to yourself, like if you could flip the script. All right, I'm going to slow down. I'm going to clean up this coffee and I'm going to restart the day. I'm going to flip the script, you know. For whatever reason, I would have been stuck in traffic. This could happen. If you can kind of think things are happening for me and not to me and flip the script a little bit, I think that it's a great way for you to focus on mindset. And like you said, not just business owners, although of course, business owners definitely should be focusing on it, but it does have ripple effects into all areas of your life. You know, people who come and work with me, they tell me, you know, initially, well, I don't want to stand still. I want to move forward. I want to always, you know, be learning something new. And I don't want to feel like this is where I'm at and I can't grow. And then they will tell me over the course of working with me, usually when we're doing long-term coaching, that it has impacted all areas of their life. They thought it was just for business and we focus primarily on that, but really, you know, relationships, their children, you know, just how they, you know, sit on the beach and look at things differently. So it really, your mindset can be pretty powerful if you tap into it.
Nice, nice. So let's talk about the transition a little bit in your career. You went from educator, when you said when you pulled the trigger, why, you know, but why'd you choose to get into this area? Why was this compelling to you?
Well, initially I became certified as a health coach because my teaching area was health and phys ed. So I have always loved, you know, helping people be healthy, you know, in their mind, in their body. So I thought that, you know, this is aligned with what I do and who I am. And then as time went on, honestly, people started reaching out to me and working with me. And I realized that, okay, we're primarily focusing on mindset here. And I started to, you know, focus on what are the skills that I have gained as an educator and also as a mom. I have a son who has a unique brain. He has auditory processing, dyslexia, and I have done some work with him to retrain the brain and myself, really, as a parent, you know, looking at someone who learns in a different, unique way. So I started to focus on what skills I had and then how I could love people and help people. So that has led me in this direction. And I listen, you know, when people are telling me, you know, you really should be talking to more people, going and doing this, you know, my talent coordinator reached out to me. I didn't even know I needed one, although of course I did. And when finally we connected and set things up, I was thinking to myself, I should have done this months, years ago, you know, but I guess I let the universe in some ways tell me for a long time. You know, I thought I can't leave this teaching job. You know, what else am I going to do? You know, and I just really didn't allow myself to be open to it. So I think that's how I've landed where I am and some new exciting things coming my way. It's because I'm listening to people I'm working with, you know, and I'm in groups with you and different people connecting and networking. You know, I hear what people are saying to me and then I'm thinking, you know what, they're not wrong.
Nice. So we've talked in the past, not so far today, but about leadership and kind of your take on that. We're moving from, you know, a kind of generational shifts, and people have been talking about this for quite a while, but this former kind of, I guess, when I started working, much more of a directed command and control kind of environments and that type of thing versus much more like supportive, facilitative type leadership. So how does that come into our mindsets and how can we make the transition? Because I mean, one of the things I've seen is we have a lot of examples of bad managers out there, right? We have a lot of role models, people who aren't there for the success of the team, that type of thing. So how do we model something? How do we do something that we haven't really witnessed or seen before?
Well, if anyone on your podcast could see my face right now, I think my eyes got really big, nodding my head yes with the leadership thing, because honestly, that was so frustrating for me as an educator that the leadership just did not want to listen, you know, and as you mentioned, people are shifting to an area where they want their team members to, you know their role and take responsibility, but also be able to do their job without the leaders, you know, hovering over and managing and micromanaging every little thing. They want to have a strong team, you know, who is able to do those things. I think they really are truly starting to care about the well-being of their employees. Whereas I want to say that people mentioned it in the past, but now they're taking action and, you know, bringing people in to, you know, make sure that their staff is all on the same page, because sometimes they're not, especially with this change of a lot of people working from home or a hybrid situation since the, you know, change of pandemic situation of how we work. So I think that it really begins at the top. The leaders at the top have to be willing to, one, let go a little bit. And I get that. It's a hard thing to do, to loosen that grip when you are the one who is in charge, because ultimately this is your company. You know, no one is going to work as hard as you are as the leader, you know, and honestly, I wouldn't expect them to, because, you know, it's just a different role that that each of you have. So I think it starts at the top that you have to do that internal work with yourself. Each person that I've worked with in company where I've really worked deep, more than just, you know, a one-shot workshop or a speaking engagement, if I've come in and actually worked with the staff, I've started with the leadership. And those people are really willing to open up and say, you know, that they have a growth mindset, that they are willing to shift and that they don't want to stand still. They truly care about their employees and say, we need them to do work. You know, don't get us wrong here. This isn't all woo-woo. It's all, you know, stand together every day and make sure everyone's happy, but they are doing happiness check-ins and they are asking for feedback and they do want people to feel supported. So I think it starts at the top with that leadership. And I think that they have to be willing to unboss themselves a little bit, you know?
Unboss themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a term that I use sometimes when I'm working with people, because you get in that zone, you know, and I get it because, you know, this is your thing. This is your baby, but you have to do that and let other people steer the ship sometimes, you know, if that's their role. And I think it's important to lay that out. I've had some companies who everyone's confused. They're replying to different emails and clients, and sometimes it's causing confusion for the clients, you know, and the leadership will say, well, we thought they knew what they were supposed to do, but I don't think we ever told them, you know, and it's as simple as let's just tell them, you know, let's make that, you know, but they need that outside guidance, because it's really easy for me to, you know, be an outsider looking in. Sometimes when you're in it, it's hard for you to see something that is right there in front of you, and a simple change, you know, with your mindset or your plan, your daily, weekly plan, whatever it is. I think the leadership can, you know, make big changes and keep good people. I love when I hear that, when they say, you know, we want to keep our good people. So,
yeah. So it starts with clarity, though.
I would agree. Yeah, definitely clarity at the top.
Awesome. Cool. So how can folks get in touch with you?
So the best way is probably my website. So I'm sure that'll be in your show notes, but it's shop.danunow.com. I'm also on all the social media platforms. You know, I'm not an influencer by any means. I'm making an impact, you know, putting some interesting things out there, LinkedIn, Instagram, all of those good places, which will also, I'm sure, be in your show notes. So they can connect with me there. I do offer a free breakthrough session if they want to talk about, you know, any different type of way that you'd like to incorporate mindset. And of course, if you connect with me on social media or wherever, tell me that you heard me on the podcast, because I always like to know that, because I know how we align in some ways.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Any other thoughts you'd like to leave us with before we wind down here?
Oh, let me see. You know, let go of all the shoulds and the supposed tos. You know, let go of that a little bit and let yourself, you know, be open to see, you know, where things go.
Cool. Let go of the shoulds and the supposed tos.
Yeah.
we can all relate to that. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here, Kate. It was a great
conversation. Thank you for having me. I love chatting with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. Well, thanks everybody for listening.
Thank you for listening.